Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, Jesus corrects his disciples for their jealousy and suspicion. You know, they were upset because, you know, someone was who was not of their company was performing good works in the name of Jesus. They even tried to stop him because he was not following them. Our Lord's reply, of course, is filled with wisdom. You know, no one who does a mighty deed in my name will speak ill of me. You know, are we not like the disciples, you know, when we get upset at the good deeds of others who seem to shine, you know, more than us. St. Paul says that love is not jealous, but rejoices in the right. Envy and jealousy, its counterpart, are sinful because they lead us to sorrow over what should make us rejoice, namely our neighbor's good. You know, the reason we may grieve over another's good is that somehow we see that good as lessening our own value. You know, envy forms when we believe that the other person's advantage or possession diminishes our worth or brings disgrace upon us. Envy is contrary to love, even though both the object of love and the object of envy is our neighbor's good, they have contrary results, you know, since love rejoices in our neighbor's good while envy grieves over it. So how can we overcome envy? How about with the love that God has put into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit, which purifies our heart and frees us from disordered passions such as envy, jealousy, greed, bitterness. You know, God's love is a generous and selfless love, which it's always directed towards our good. The love that God places in our hearts, you know, should seek the highest good of our neighbor. It should purify and free us from all envy and jealousy, and also compel us to give generously. And not just with monetary help, but with our time, serving Christ and others, and especially those who lack what they need. Everyone in need has a claim on us because they're dear to God, who created him in his own image and likeness. God created us in love and for love. So we're most free and happy when we love as he loves. You know, the charitable help we show to our neighbor also expresses the gratitude that we have for the abundant mercy and kindness which God has shown towards us. You know, Jesus declared that any kindness shown to those in need would not go unrewarded. And he never refused to give to anyone in need who asked his help. So if we're grateful for God's mercy and kindness towards us, then we must also be ready to show that same kindness and mercy towards our neighbor.